With KAZU News, I'm Krista Almanzon. Immigration enforcements happen throughout the year, but with the recent warnings about nationwide ICE raids, some are using the opportunity to educate undocumented immigrants about their rights. KAZU's Erica Mahoney reports.
Community activist Isai Ambrosio loads vegetables into a white van. He pours out a big bag of red onions into a bin, followed by carrots and potatoes. Twice a month, he delivers food to local farm workers in the fields.
Our clients are low-income families, so this extra food helps a lot.
Ambrosio is program director at the Davenport Resource Service Center. It's a community center in the small coastal town of Davenport. The center offers summer recreation programs, legal services, and food distributions. On this day, Ambrosio isn't only delivering food. He's also handing out red cards. They're small enough to fit in your wallet. One side is a list of rights everyone has regardless of immigration status, like the right to remain silent and not open the door to their home.
Just in case ICE comes to their homes or workplace, they can give that card to ICE.
The other side of the card has a message for ICE. It reads, "I do not wish to speak with you, answer your questions, or sign or hand you any documents based on my Fifth Amendment rights under the United States Constitution." With the cards and food loaded up, Ambrosio heads out to the first farm.
We are ready to go. Let's go.
He pulls up to a field in northern Santa Cruz County.
Buenas tardes. ¿Cómo está?
Bien, bien.
Ambrosio fills the farm workers' grocery bags with vegetables and canned goods. Then he hands each person a small stack of red cards. That way, they can pass some along.
Del otro lado es la información de sus derechos.
Ambrosio hopes this information empowers these farm workers, like Sergio. We're only using his first name because he is undocumented. He says he immigrated to the U.S. about 30 years ago from Mexico.
Yes, well, when you know all of your rights, you feel more at ease. Because if they stop you and say something to you, you can tell them what you know.
We have to respond with power, not panic.
That's Adriana Melgosa. She works at the Watsonville Law Center. The center provides free legal help to low-income individuals on the Central Coast, including undocumented immigrants. Melgosa says when President Trump tweets about ICE raids, it can be traumatizing for immigrant communities.
You see families who are in constant fear and it raises anxiety for the entire family. It's not just the person who is undocumented.
Some people don't show up to work.
Especially in agricultural fields, they're not showing up to work, they're afraid.
This week, Melgosa gave a Know Your Rights presentation during a community event in Salinas.
And that, I think it's a positive thing, that our community is coming together to say, no, we will not allow this type of mistreatment for anyone in our community.
Central Coast Congressman Jimmy Panetta joined Melgosa at that event. He also shared the information in this YouTube video.
If an immigration enforcement officer demands to come into your home, make sure that he or she has a search warrant that is signed by a judge. And remember, a deportation warrant is not a search warrant.
As Isai Ambrosio wraps up his food deliveries, he says he plans to continue handing out red cards during these trips.
We're going to do that at least every month or every time we have a chance.
More Know Your Rights events are also being planned for communities in South Monterey County. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.